Skillful young athletes might get their career bearings on a pro team, but what's the equivalent for promising violists, pianists, or flutists in the classical music world? WRTI's Meredy Duddleston learns about one option that attracts the best.
Making a mark in today's world of classical music requires more than performing like a dream and accepting glorious bouquets. Enter career development incubator Astral Artists, a local nonprofit attracting classical's rising stars. Through videos, recordings, auditions, and interviews, Astral looks for more than talent. Composer Dan Visconti is artistic director.
Right off the bat, we have a sense of how people are speaking. So I think it's very important to us that we're not just doing that at some later stage, but at every stage.
Applicants might be asked to describe themselves as musicians. The answers are revealing.
It's impossible to describe yourself as a musician in such a short amount of time. So that really is helpful for us because it gives us a sense of what that applicant thinks is most important about themselves.
In 2017, six musicians were added to the roster after national auditions held in Philadelphia, bringing the total to just 27. Astral looks for a personal vision that's welcoming.
Because it's not all about them and their ideas. And it's easy for us as artists to get caught up in the art that we're making, right? But I find that we make our best art when we're looking at the needs of an audience or a local venue.
And according to Visconti, those needs mean showing a human side on social media, in the community, and on the stage. And at the same time, learning business, legal, and fundraising basics.
The point of all of these things is to be able to affect the world and to be able to give back. And that music exists because people want it. And that it matters to us to figure out what they want and need.
Because it's better when real talent hits it out of the park.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.